Okay, welcome back. You're listening across the border. We're going to jump right back in here to Jeremiah. And woe to him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness. We're in Jeremiah chapter 22 and verse 13. Woe to him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not for his work. Thus saith, I will build me a wide house and large chambers, and cutteth him out windows, and it is sealed with cedar, and painted with vermilion. Thou shalt reign, because thou closest thyself in silver, or shall thou reign, because thou closest thyself in silver. Did not thy father eat and drink, and do judgment and justice, and then it was well with him? He judged, he caused the poor and the needy. When it was well with him, was not this known to me, saith Yahuwah? But thine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness, and for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, they shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or Ah, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, or Ah, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up thy voice in Bashan, and cry from the passages for all the lovers, for all thy lovers are destroyed. I spoke unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidest, I will not hear. This has been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. The wind shall eat up all thy pastors, and thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shall thou be ashamed and confounded for all thy wickedness. You see, this man had wicked pastors who didn't teach the word of God. They taught things like, oh, the law of God is dead. We don't have to obey that. We're doing a fine job. The law has been changed. We don't have to keep this or that. We don't have to do that anymore. You see, and they, as they would say today, the law was nailed to the cross. Of course, they didn't say that then, but they had their equivalent statements to toss out the law of God so they could practice their wickedness. Has found another way of saying it today. The law is nailed to the cross. He says, the wind shall eat up thy pastors. Yes, the ones that he followed, the ones that shepherded him. And thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then thou shalt be ashamed and confounded for all thy wickedness. O inhabitant of Lebanon, that makest thy nest in the cedars, how gracious shall thou be when pangs come upon thee, and the pain as of a woman in travail. As I live, saith Yahuwah, though Coniah the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet upon my right hand, yet would I pluck thee thence. And I will give thee into the hand of them that seek thy life, and into the hand of them whose face thou fearest, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. And I will cast thee out, and thy mother that bore thee, into another country where you were not born, and there you shall die. But to the land whereunto they desire to return, thither they shall not return. Is this man, Coniah, despised, a despised broken idol? Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Wherefore they are cast out, he and his seed are cast into the land which they know not. O earth, 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 hear the word of Yahuwah. Thus saith Yahuwah, write ye this man childless a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Listen hard, pastors, all you corporate teachers out there that are saying the law is nailed to the cross. All of you pastors leading people up to the kingdom, but not suffering them to enter because you don't go in yourselves. All of you pastors that have made up compact with the state, making the governor your God, saying, oh, we just love the Lord. Oh, we'll do whatever Jesus wants us to do. But you placed a yoke upon you. You can't speak the word of Yahuwah because you have to obey your master first, who says you can't say this. You can't talk political talk. And now it's become a virtue. Oh, we will never bring politics into the church. We are so virtuous. Perchance His Holy Spirit wants you to speak on politics. Certainly, Jeremiah didn't shut his mouth, did he? How about John the Baptist? He lost his head. It's all about politics. It's one kingdom against another. It's about a church. It's about a congregation. It's about the called out ones, militant. There is no virtue in following the commandments of the state. You pretend it's virtue when it's obedience to the state and disobedience to our Heavenly Father. Woe be unto the pastors. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 1. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith Yahuwah. Yeah, you want to destroy his sheep and scatter the sheep of his pasture? And teach him it's okay to sin. That's right. Teach him that there's virtue in following men and in trusting in the arm of flesh. Therefore, thus saith Yahuwah, the Lord, God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, you have scattered my flock and driven them away. You have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith Yahuwah. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called Yahuwah, our righteousness. And of course, in the Authorized King James Version, they have in all capitals, the Lord, our righteousness. And, if you got the prophet prophesying, and he says, thus he shall be called, and he gives him his name, Yahuwah, our righteousness. Yes, he was also called Yahuwah, our salvation, or Yahushua, which means Yahuwah, our salvation. That is his name. That's why he has the name above all names. His name isn't Jesus. I'm sorry. And I'll tell you what, for all of those that call him Jesus, I wouldn't condemn you. I'm not into the exclusivity of the what do they call that movement? Sacred name movement, where you have to say the name right now. You know, our Heavenly Father, I know him, and I know his Holy Spirit. I know that he judges the heart. He sees the reins of the heart. He knows what steers your heart, whether it's his righteousness and a love for him, regardless of whether you can say his name or know it at all. He knows you. And in that day, you will know him, and you will know his name, and you will call him by his name. You will not call him by one of these other names that have been made up and given to him throughout the histories, through the changes of the languages and the obscuration, or however if you would say that word, of those who hated his name and obscured it when they translated the Bible. That's right, they obscured it on purpose because they hated his name. And our Heavenly Father allowed that because he said he would. For the unrighteousness, for the sin of the people, he would hide his name. It's there in the Word. He shall be called, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6, get out your e-sword and look at it. He shall be called Yahuwah, our righteousness, Tzedek. Yahuwah Tzedek. He is our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that they shall go no more, say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children out of Israel, out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth, which brought up, and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, from all of the countries whither I have driven them out, and they shall dwell in their own land. Now, this is not a prophecy about the future, because this prophecy has already been fulfilled. They came out of Babylon, the land of the north. It's not Russia. It's not a modern-day whatever movement of Khazar Ken Jews to the Holy Land. This is not what that prophecy is about. In context, this is about him bringing back his people out of the land of the north, and wherever he drove them, that's there too. Yes, even those so-called, some people have come up with this theory of the lost tribes of Israel. Well, they weren't lost, not to our Heavenly Father. And he did bring many of those back too. When you go through the Gospels, you'll see representatives of there by name of men who are named of the tribe of, and several tribes are named of the northern tribes. So they weren't lost tribes. Our Heavenly Father knew where everyone was, and he brought back whom he would, as Jeremiah foretells here in this prophecy. So he says that they won't be called, they won't refer to him, that the Lord which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but that brought the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all of the countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake, and I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine has overcome, because of Yahuwah, and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth, the pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane, yes, in my house I have found their wickedness, saith Yahuwah. Therefore their ways shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of the visitation, saith Yahuwah. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. I have seen also the prophets of Jerusalem, a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them as unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore, thus saith Yahuwah of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall. And from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of Yahuwah. Ah, there's so many out there today. What do? They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord hath said, you shall have peace, and they shall say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who hath stood in the counsel of Yahuwah, and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord, the anger of Yahuwah, shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. For am I a God at hand? And of course, there the word God is Elohim. Am I a God at hand, saith Yahuwah, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith Yahuwah? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? I have heard what the prophets said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yes, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith Yahuwah? Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith Yahuwah, that steal my words every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith Yahuwah, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith Yahuwah. And when this people, or the prophet, or priest, shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of Yahuwah? Then shall thou say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith Yahuwah. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say, the burden of the Lord, I will punish that man and his house. Thus shall you say, every one to his neighbor, and every one to his brother, what hath the Lord answered? And what hath the Lord spoken? And the burden of the Lord shall you mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden. For you have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts, of Yahuwah of hosts, our God. Thus shalt thou say to the prophet, what hath Yahuwah answered thee? And what hath the Lord spoken? But since you say the burden of the Lord, therefore thus saith the Lord, because you say this word, the burden of the Lord, and I have sent unto you, saying, you shall not say the burden of the Lord, therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you, and will forsake you, and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence, and I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. Just a little hint here from our good friend Henry. The profaneness of the people with that of the priests and the prophets is here reproved in a particular instance, which may seem a small moment in comparison of their great crimes, but profaneness in common discourse and the debauching of the language of the nation being a notorious evidence of the prevalency of wickedness in it. The debauching of the language of a nation being a notorious evidence of the prevalency of the wickedness in it. Oh, can you say America? How about it? How about the debauching of the language of our nation? It's all around. It's just overwhelming the way the language is changing and being just on purpose. I mean, it's almost, what do you call it? It's almost trendy, you know, to skew words and change them and change the spelling and the meaning of words. And of course, then they do it at law to change the laws. Like, you know, gay is, it doesn't mean you're happy anymore. It means that you're a perverted sinner, unrepentant. That's what it means to be gay. Now they want to change the definition of marriage. And then all of these other words, they spell them funny. They put a Z instead of an S, and it's all very trendy. And I like what Henry says here. The debauching of the language of a nation being a notorious evidence of the prevalency of the wickedness in it. We are not to think it strange that this matter was so largely and warmly insisted upon here. Observe. The sin here charged upon them is bantering God's prophets and dialect they used and jesting with sacred things. They asked, what is the burden of the Lord? They say, the burden of the Lord. This was the word that gave great offense to God. That whatever they spoke, the word of the Lord, they called it in scorn and derision, the burden of Yahuwah. Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Cross the Border. Do visit my website.